Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you for the best hour here on blogtalkradio.com. You can find us at blogtalkradio.com. Search for the best hour. I'm joined today by my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
So glad to see you here this morning. Today, we're going to be discussing Lesson 42 in A Course in Miracles workbook. God is my strength. Vision is his gift. Before we begin, let's join together for a brief moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath. God is my strength. Vision is his gift. The idea for today combines two very powerful thoughts, both of major importance. It also sets forth a cause and effect relationship, which explains why you cannot fail in your efforts to achieve the goal of the course. You will see, because it is the will of God. It is his strength, not your own, that gives you power, and it is his gift to you, rather than your own, which offers vision to you.
God is indeed your strength, and what he gives is truly given. This means that you can receive it anytime and anywhere, wherever you are, and in whatever circumstances you find yourself. Your passage through time and space is not random. You cannot but be in the right place at the right time. Such is the strength of God. Such are his gifts.
We will have 2, 3 to 5 minute longer exercise periods today. One as soon as possible after you wake, and another as close as possible to the time you go to sleep. It's better, however, to wait until you can sit quietly by yourself at a time when you feel ready that it is to be concerned with the time as such.
Begin the practice period by repeating the idea for today slowly with eyes open, looking about you. Then close your eyes and repeat the idea again quite slowly. After this, try to think of nothing except thoughts which occur to you in relation to today's idea. You might think, for example, vision must be possible, God gives truly, or God's gifts to me must be mine because he gave them to me.
Any thought that is clearly related to the idea is suitable. You may, in fact, be astonished at the amount of course-related understanding some of your own thoughts contain. Let them come without censoring, unless you realize your mind is merely wandering and you've let obviously irrelevant thoughts intrude. You may also reach a point where no thoughts at all seem to come to mind. If such interferences occur, open your eyes and repeat the thought once more while looking slowly about. Close your eyes, repeat the idea once more, and then continue to look for related thoughts in your mind.
Remember, though, that active searching for relevant thoughts is not appropriate for today's exercises. Try merely to step back and let the thoughts come. If you find this difficult, it is better to spend the practice period alternating between slow repetitions of the idea with eyes open, then closed, then open, and so on, than it is to strain in order to find suitable thoughts.
There is no limit on the number of short practice periods which would be most beneficial. The idea for today is a beginning step in bringing thoughts together and teaching you that we are studying a unified thought system in which nothing is lacking that is needed, and nothing is included that is contradictory or irrelevant.
The more often you repeat the idea during the day, the more often you will be reminding yourself that the goal of the course is important to you and that you have not forgotten it.
God is my strength. Vision is his gift. And so it is. Let's join together again for another brief moment of silence, and we'll share some discussion. Strength and vision, two things that we always wish that we could acquire more of or have access to because of the apparent challenges of the world. But it's interesting to me that as we continue to mature in our understanding of the truth of who and what we are, that we begin to come into a realization that there's nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing that can threaten us, because we move away from the illusory idea that we are born in form, and that's our beginning and our end, because neither one are true. It is not our beginning. We have decided to contract our awareness temporarily into form, into this dimension, to have this experience. And this is just a momentary contraction, a momentary experience of form, a momentary experience of limitation seen through a mind that experiences limitation, but it is not our true self. And so the Course in Miracles is one helping us to see how we've kind of imprisoned ourselves into a false construct of who and what we are, and simultaneously begin to get in connection with and begin to see through the eyes of truth with new vision of our omnipotence, our omniscience, and our omnipresence. We are infinite beings, unlimited, certainly unlimited by space and time. That's just a temporary perception by a mind, literally a thinking system that we have created that is limited in its ability, in its scope of what it's even able to perceive. And so it only looks at what it receives in through the five senses and contrives its definitions of existence and reality through that very limited scope. But that's its limitation. It is not your limitation. God is my strength. God is limitless. Vision is his gift. And that gift of vision is to see far beyond the limited vision of the mind, the temporary thinking system, thought system that I've created temporarily to experience this world, this dimensional experience, this 3D dimensional experience of time and space and form. God is my strength. His vision is his gift.
Glory, hallelujah. That's what I have to say to this. I'm so grateful for these lessons and threading a phrase from a few previous lessons regarding the experience of the separated ones. The separated ones experience fear, loss, hopelessness, depression, anxiety, and worry. The separated ones exert force, manipulation, but not power. The separated ones see through a glass darkly, in limited perception, conditions, limitations of the dream. The joined ones, the ones who identify God as source and return home to the divine identity that God and I are one, that each is a thought in the mind of God, as Brother T said, not having its beginning birthed in form and ending when form is released. No, it is an eternal thought in the mind of God, which is limitless, unlimited, unconditioned. There is one power. That power is God. That is the one source. We return to the original cause. That this lesson establishes cause and effect. We align with first cause, that God is all power, and therefore aligned Accordingly is our power, my power, of my own self, the separated one, is powerless. My life is unmanageable. But joined in the heart and mind of God, all power abides in, through, and as me. All power under heaven and earth, seated at the right hand of the Father, Mother, Presence, I am. And seated there, it is God's gift that I have vision beyond limitation, vision beyond condition. This is right alignment, not upside down, but this is the right alignment, the true alignment, cause, God as cause, power and vision come from that alignment. I love where it says, in case anybody who may be listening might be questioning your presence here, hear this. Your passage through time and space is not random. You cannot but be in the right place at the right time. Such is the strength of God. Such are his gifts, which is vision. So no matter what you may be experiencing in this moment, there are gifts. There is a opportunity in order to align in the midst of whatever is happening, whatever appears to be happening, and trust and know that your presence there is not random, that you are in the right place at the right time. And that in that moment of aligning with the heart and mind of God as strength and accepting vision as his gift, all is well. All is well. I will also say that as we allow the related thoughts to bubble up and to arise, marvel at how much has been already become a part of your consciousness that is related to this teaching. And the reason for that is because that truth resonates and it is in us anyway. We're simply removing the obstacles to the awareness of the presence of truth. It's already there. Nothing new is really happening. That the diligent, persistent desire to practice these lessons simply reveals that which is already given. And the strength and the vision is there. And you don't need to work for it, but to align and allow.
God is my strength. Vision is his gift. And so it is. Thank you for joining us, Mighty Companion. Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. send my love over the sea. I send my love into the heavens and in.